This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren.
Thank you for joining the podcast today. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. Over the last several podcasts, we have been discussing some principles that can help us to make better decisions. Of course, it's no secret that all of us are faced with different decisions in our lives, and there are times that we wonder what is the right decision, what would be the best thing to do within a given situation. One principle that can help us make better decisions is the principle of secrecy. Some of the ethical codes that exist with counseling and other chosen professions illustrate this particular principle by saying this: if you would not be comfortable with your decision being published in the newspaper or put into media where everyone in the world could find out, that might be a good indication that it's not the best decision to make. That's this idea of secrecy. There's a couple of passages that help set the scene for this particular principle. Ephesians 5, verses 8 to 13, where the Bible says, "You were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk or live as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them, for it is shameful to even speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light." And that particular passage demonstrates for us this principle of secrecy. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus made a similar statement when he said, Matthew 5, verses 14 to 16, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." There is a principle of light versus dark, and the principle of darkness in Scripture generally represents that of sin and things we don't need to be doing. Light demonstrates that which is clear and that which is seen, and Christians are described as children of light. It's a known fact that crime rates go up at night. People don't want to be seen because they know what they're doing is wrong. So they do those things in secret or at night. Now, in order to better understand this particular principle, it is important to notice a difference between what is done in secret versus what is done in private. You know, some things are done in private, but it is no secret that we engage in these things. What we would not do in the presence of Jesus, our parents, our elders, other Christians, we probably don't need to be doing at all. This is, what would we hide from these people? What are we trying to not allow them to see? There are certainly things that need to be done in private. In Matthew 6, Jesus talks about the prayer life of Christians, and he says, "Go into your secret place, your inner room, and when you have shut the door, pray to the Father." Again, it's no secret that all Christians are engaged in an active prayer life, at least all faithful Christians, but an active prayer life is a very private thing. We could also mention Hebrews 13 at verse 4, where it talks about the marriage bed. It says, "Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge." There, of course, it illustrates for us that in the marriage context, a sexual relationship is nothing to be ashamed of. Friends, that is not a secret thing, but it is a private thing. There's no shame in what is secret, in what is private. There is shame in what is done in secret. Christianity is an open life way of living. everyone should be able to see us. That's why Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works." If we're not willing to let other people see what we're doing, that might be a good indication we don't need to be doing it. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor.